You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A positive injury day for your Dallas Cowboys as we take you inside the Star with the 6 a.m. Club here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby at 7:20. We're going to have a Brewers ticket giveaway to take on your Texas Rangers, and hopefully they actually score a run in that game, unlike last night. But Trayvon Diggs had his first on-field work since last season yesterday, went through individual drills during the portion of practice open to the media. He is off the PUP list, working into football shape. Trayvon basically saying, I'm not limited in any way physically. It's just a matter of conditioning. So this was a very, very good positive development, Bobby.
It's positive. It's good. I mean, it's good to have the fact that he's out there and able to participate, and he's been moved off of PUP because, I mean, they are in dire need of corner help right now. And so the quicker you can get him back, no matter how many flaws he may have at this point or how tough last season was for him at times before he got hurt, yeah, the quicker you can get him back, the more that it will boost this team's chances of being good this season. Because if he's not out there and you're having to run Zion Childress or Andrew Booth out there for 60 snaps a game, there's no telling how effective this defense will be.
Trayvon also probably gave away a little bit of leverage to Micah and agent David Mulugeta. Diggs, Micah's BFF, was asked, does he actually want to be traded or does he want to be here? Quote, most definitely he wants to stay here. Like I've heard him say before, he plays the game for us. We go out there, blood, sweat, and tears. We work out together. We train together. At the end of the day, I know for sure he wants to be out there with us and helping this team win. This is his home. This is his family. Why wouldn't he want to be here? So, David Mulugeta, probably scratching his skin off as we speak.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's
not that drastic.
At the end of the day, Mulugeta knows that Mike is going to get paid. It's just, you know, a matter of when. So I don't think it's that big of a deal.
And by who?
Yeah, it's just about by who, right? So I don't know that it's that big of a deal. But yeah, it's like this is one of those just unnecessary things for him to say that Micah probably isn't thrilled with either.
He had his back for the back when he was given the medical update Friday, leaving, saying, no, I know his back's tight. You know, I know he's getting ready to get that MRI. Yeah. And then yesterday, maybe we're just getting to a kumbaya point. Jerry taking the photo with Micah's mom and all smiles there. And there's Diggs saying, no, he'd rather be here than traded.
Yeah, then that'd be, if we were getting the kumbaya moment, that'd be nice. Get it all smoothed over, get whatever you need done. But, I mean, the other thing there is, I bet if you were to ask David, whether it be how do you respond to somebody saying that, or maybe what the reality is the whole time. It's just like, yeah, you want to be somewhere, but like you also reach a point where you go, man, I want so bad to be in this marriage, but this marriage has so clearly gone sour. And like, I wish we could work out these things that keep me here because I want to be here, but I need to go because this isn't working anymore.
Yeah.
And there are things that aren't going to get fixed. And so that's probably the PR response to trying to justify why he could still want to be here and still want to be traded. But I think ultimately the biggest thing is just somebody's going to have to get over their pride. Somebody is going to have to do it and just say, like, I'm calling and I'm going to extend the olive branch. The problem, Brian said it yesterday. I was listening to G-Bag and Brian had said, I think it has to be David calling to smooth over and extend an olive branch to Jerry. And I'm like, I think from their side, they look at it and go, it has to be Jerry calling and extending an olive branch. And so that's really tough when both sides seem so convinced of you need to swallow your pride.
We did this topic yesterday, Trayvon versus the medical team. He addressed that. I have no issues with the training staff or nothing. Me and Britt Brown are cool. That's my guy. We go back and forth. We have our differences, but he just wants the best for me. He wants me to be out there. That is also my goal as well. So that's a nice, positive, cheery statement from Diggs.
Sure. I believe they probably have nice conversations and bust each other's balls or whatever else. And I'm sure that, yeah, Britt does want him back out there as soon as possible. And I'm sure Trayvon wants to be back out there as soon as possible. But it's also good that he does acknowledge it, doesn't just flat out lie. He does acknowledge, yeah, we have our differences, because yeah, they do.
Tyler Guyton got in some work as he comes back from the broken bone in the knee. First time he has been with the full team for early practice work since suffering the injury on July 28th while we were at Club Sharif in California, or me and Choppy were.
9 days.
Yeah, where were you?
Yeah, I showed up several nights where you didn't. 9 days.
You weren't on that one group text.
Yeah, you weren't.
That's right. You were on it.
You were
out.
That's
not my fault.
You're right. I raged the first night. Thank you. And then I went so hard that I had trouble recovering the rest of the week.
Yeah, you're like Tyler Guyton.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was
out
like.
For the rest of the game.
I'm getting it done. Tyler Guyton, he's so critical to what they want to do. Like him taking a step up. We've talked about it this offseason. I think we had asked some question generally to the effect of like, if one player takes a significant step up, who would they most benefit from that happening with? And it's Guyton. If Guyton steps up and becomes a dominant left tackler, becomes a really good left tackle in year two, they are so much better off. That is a significant difference in terms of how effective they are on offense, how effective they are at controlling the ball, how effective they are at scoring points. All of that is going to come down to how good Guyton is. If Guyton is that much better, that entire line takes a significant step up. And the question about are they able to block things up is going to answer whether they have a running game and whether Dak has enough time to do some of these things offensively that he wants to do.
It becomes it's not going to be the Great Wall yet or Great Wall Part 2, but it becomes a really top unit in the league if he can hit. And of course, assuming that Booker hits the way they want to.
Some were disappointed that Phil Maffa was not officially on the team. Well, yesterday they put him on IR. So the plan for him, according to Jeremy Fowler, returned during the season, had 15 carries for 59 yards, one touchdown in the preseason. What does this really mean?
I mean, that's exactly. So they'll be able to boomerang him back if he's one of the two that they assigned that can come back.
He cannot be acquired by someone else right now.
No, he's basically put on reserve. And so I would imagine the other's Mingo, which means I don't know if that's the case. I don't know what they're doing with Kalen Carson. And so Kalen Carson would have to be on the roster at least for a day probably, or he could be somebody that they just decide to move on from.
So yesterday I wanted to go watch all the shows and see who would bash Mike up as a former player, because that's really who I wanted to hear from, with him laying down on the training table. Guys on the field, guys on the sideline, would they have a major problem with it? So I wanted to check in with some former players. Chris Sims, talking with Florio on NBC, had no issue.
It's as ugly as it gets down there in Dallas right now, and that there might not be any way going back. That's the word I get. That's what I think a lot of people in the league think right now. And so we'll see what happens here. But Micah is not playing around. He's certainly not. I know we said it when he let out the statement originally. I don't think he's the type of guy that puts out that statement unless he means business. I think he's pretty well thought out, and that's why he went over there. And, yeah, he's trying to put a little egg on their face a little bit. Yeah, I'm going to go over here and lay down. I'm going to eat some food. I'm going to make a mockery of this thing because you've kind of made a mockery of me in this whole thing. So I'm.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Not mad at him. I don't care. Jerry's breaking rules of the CBA. Then up. Oh, he laid on a table in the back there. Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Is that in the CBA? No, it's not. So don't. I don't care. But yeah, he's having fun with him.
Speaking of the CBA, Darrelle Revis, the latest one after Matt Schaub to call out Jerry Jones and say that the PA needs to step in. Jerry's actions show that owners have no problem taking advantage of us, and when our union fails to respond, it sends a message they can do the same thing in the next negotiations if the current leadership remains in place. So Schaub, problem. Darrelle Revis, problem with Jerry and the MICA negotiation.
Yeah, it's been interesting that there hasn't been more of a public pushback from the PA. But like the fact that Schaub is running.
They're tracking down stripper expenses.
Yeah, they've got their own White House they got to worry about. And so they haven't
getting
been
rid of OJ's parking spot.
Exactly. They haven't been able to stay on top of it.
It's double spot.
Yeah, the double. It is.
Double murder.
That's right.
Exactly. One for each. This is something where the PA's got. Stunned that they aren't even just saying anything publicly to try and put pressure. Even if they're not actually going to run anything down, I'm surprised they haven't put out a statement that just says, we don't like this, we're going to look into it, we're going to do this or that. That surprised me. On the Chris Sims front, I do think it's, again, it's a player that, yeah, he didn't have a problem with it, but that is a former player who's also saying it very much was a public show-up, is what it was. That action is a show-up, Mike Leslie, that's not just somebody who's stretching out a back for a relatively short amount of time.
Dan Orlovsky blasted the Cowboys, and Adam Schefter added a trade update.
A month ago, I said this was the biggest problem Jerry Jones has had since the 90s. Yep. He has not dealt with this. The Cowboys, honestly, are becoming a joke. I mean, it's Monday morning, 10 days before the season starts. We're talking about their best player laying down on a table, and is it a big deal or not? And when I first started in this business, it was like we were talking about the Cowboys and the best offensive line in the history of football and Zeke Elliott running for 50. Now we're talking about Micah Parsons laying down on a table.
Yes.
10 days before playing on the road against their division rival. If it's as bad as we hear it is publicly, why haven't the Ravens or the Bills made the call?
Well, I could tell you that there are teams that are all watching and observing, and they would love to trade for Micah Parsons. I don't think that any team out there believes that it's real and serious that Dallas will look to deal him. So are there 31 other interested teams in Micah Parsons? Yes. Do any of them think that Dallas is going to trade him before the season begins? I don't think they think that.
So the two biggest takeaways I had from all the coverage yesterday that was on ESPN, no one really blasted Micah for laying on the table. And I couldn't really find anyone who thought that he was going to play against Philadelphia. That it's either going to be a combination of not being ready, but a bigger factor is making the statement, the only card you have really left to play against Jerry to get paid right now is not showing up and playing. And Adam Schefter discussed that a little bit more.
He has not practiced this summer due to a back injury, back tightness. Now, the Cowboys took an MRI on it, said it came back clean. I think Micah Parsons would tell you that his back is tight, doesn't feel right. So he has not practiced. So in a best-case scenario, RC can't keep a straight face as I bring up back tightness.
Yeah, because you can't disprove back tightness. Yeah. You can't tell me my back
ain't
tight.
The MRI said it's not tight.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. And that's going to be the issue. Yeah. He hasn't practiced. He's got a tight back. The Cowboys' regular season opener is a week from Thursday night in Philadelphia. And the fact of the matter is, if he's out there at all, he'll be limited because he hasn't gone through practice at all. That's the short-term picture. There's obviously a lot to this. We'll get to all of it. But we're talking about the game Thursday night. Practice? No practice. So we'll see if he can make it out there next week. And I would say right now, that is very much in question.
My shoulders are twitching again. I got good shoulder versus bad shoulder. Good shoulder wants Micah to get out there on the field, give the Dallas Cowboys the best chance to ruin the ring ceremony and the banner being unveiled.
I wish the back would get better.
Bad shoulder? I want Micah to skip this thing. I want Micah not even to show up or to go there on the side. I don't care. I want Micah to not play in order to stick it to Jerry and see if we get Emmett 2.0. So I got good versus bad working.
I just don't know that that's in Micah's DNA. Although I shouldn't say that because he decided to skip out on a complete college football year.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, he's. I think he's going to play.
It may not be Micah's DNA. It may have to be David's DNA.
Well, you know, I'm sick of David. I'm sick of him. Oh. Like, you know, just this.
Or Jerry Jones over here.
It's just, I mean, you're not in charge, dude. The player is. Like, just shut up.
And the player's told the agent to be in charge.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
With the contract negotiations, not like just leave.
The players told him not to accept the deal that was thrown out there.
You what?
The players told him not to accept the deal that was thrown out there. That's why it's a problem right
not
now.
Not playing would be part of negotiating.
See,
the strongest card you can play.
The strongest card you can play is going out there and getting 4 sacks.
No.
Micah's going to
play. I know he's a great player.
Micah will play.
Strongest, no, I mean,
the strongest card you can play is not playing.
He doesn't come up in big games. That's what they know.
Micah will play, I bet, 15 to 20 snaps in that game. He'll play situational pass rush. Then by that point, the seal will already be broken. He'll practice the whole following week, and he'll play the whole next game.
Since I'm assuming they lose anyway against Philly, I want him to bad shoulder. Bad shoulder went out. We have photo evidence to decide on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube whether Peyton Russell is guilty or not. We need your verdict. And naked handyman RJ Choppy is here to fix your shower. That's next on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.